As the comprehensive mountain accord takes shape along the Wasatch Front and back, communities like Park City will look at how it should align with their community goals and general plans. Assistant City Manager Matt Dias says council will spend a significant portion of Thursday's meeting aligning and strategizing on how to best fit the upcoming phases of the mountain accord with those goals.
I don't think there's any foreseeable major conflicts at this point. The Mountain Accord process is sort of a two-phased approach, and we're in the first phase. And the first phase right now is sort of a scoping, a needs assessment, a sort of what existing systems do we have, what are the challenges. Now, the next phase is going to be actual policy, prescriptive measures or tactics or tools to deal with things like congestion and protecting watersheds and access to the backcountry.
He says it's important for the communities along the Wasatch Back to make sure their collective and individual voices are heard, as the area is distinguished in its goals from the Wasatch Front.
The critical thing for us, I think, is to make sure that the Wasatch Back is aligned as much as possible. I'm going to make sure that we're at the table. I think the easy thing to do is kind of sit back and maybe let the Wasatch Front just kind of take the reins and take control of this. But we've been very, very proactive, and I know that even last week, you know, we had a meeting out at the Jordanelle with folks from Heber City and Wasatch County and Summit County. And so that's just really, really important that we're creating this dialogue, we're having these conversations, and we're taking council direction.
On another topic, the council is scheduled to approve a change order for the water line that's being replaced between the Judge and Spiro tunnels, with considerations for the easements through the Sweeney property.
This is part of sort of a larger water project, and there are some old pipes up there that the city thinks are nearing its life cycle, and this is obviously an opportune time to do this. There's pipes up there that are legacy pipes that are almost 40 years old, and this seems like the appropriate time to do it.
Assistant City Manager Matt Dias. Council meets Thursday. The study session for the Mountain Accord begins at 3:45. Work session is at 4:45, and regular session begins at 6 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.